Blog Talk Radio.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at all. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're self-control. Deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're
Good morning. Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Here yet another blessed Monday. I love my Mondays. There's a lot of people that don't approve and about Mondays. And I do. You know, I truly believe that I truly believe that Mondays is your kickstart. You know what I mean? Mondays is the day that you're supposed to, you know, get all your energy up, and it, you know, it's just the beginning of life, of a new job, of a new week in school and job and your journey. You know what I mean? And you're hustling and whatever it is. Monday morning is just that type of time to be, you know, to get started, to make it, you know, to pop off, to make it happen. So I love Mondays. I'm motivated by Mondays. And even when I'm going through sad stuff through the whole week, something about Mondays, I guess that's why I got this Monday show, because I love my Mondays so much. Thing about Mondays that I get inspired and motivated and just want to share that, you know, with the world, with my community, with my friends, with those around me. Shout out to all those that are on the grind. You know, I see ya. I get up at 5:30 in the morning. I see already people, you know, on the grind, up and at them. Shout out to all those following me on Instagram, which is at Emma E2K. Follow us, Lush Radio Online. on all those social networks, where Lush Radio Online or Emma E2K or E2K Worldwide LLC. You know, we're out there. Follow us. We'll follow you, and you can see all the stuff that's happening. So being that yesterday was the VMAs, of course, it's my duty to report because that's part of my job. So I'm going to go into my recap real quick about yesterday. And, you know, if you want to get a little more into detail, you can go to lushradioonline.com. And there's a stuff posted over there about yesterday. I'm just going to go really quickly because me and my cousin, Sid the Great, are agreeing to disagree about Beyonce and her performance. Everybody's saying she did a great performance. And you know what? Beyonce is a performer. She's an entertainer. It's what she does. You know, she does best. She entertains and all that. So, you know, my comment on her performance just was that she's a great entertainer. She's a great performer for sure. I mean, she even had her daughter out on the stage, you know, watching the show, watching her do all the stuff she does. But the part that I didn't approve of her whole mini concert was that song. There's something about that song, that Bow Down Bitches song that she has, that it just does something to me, because every time I hear that B word, it's like a, you know, the whistles that you blow for the dogs and only the dogs can hear and whatever, that little, when I hear that, it's just something that just gets on my nerves and doesn't allow me to respect the, you know, the person which mouth is coming out of. So in that part, I have to give Beyonce thumbs down. You know, I had told my cousin Sid that she's not about that life. You know, that life is Jay-Z's. And he came in and stated about, you know, all the stuff she's done in her life. And, you know, she's been setting the tone, blah, blah, blah. Yes, that's my point. That's my whole point. You know, why mess that up? Why, you know, why now you want to go ratchet, you know, do certain ratchet things, or, you know, you say the other females are ratchet or whatever, but are you that better? Like, because they say in order to be a leader, you have to, you know, lead by example. So that's the example that you're leading for, you know, for your daughter and all these other young stars that are coming out, that these are the things you need to do. You need to bring down another woman for you to be, you know, feel up and superior. Nah, that just doesn't go with me. Other people may, you know, accept it and hey, you know what I mean? But it's my show and I'm talking about it and giving my opinion. You've got your opinion, call it 347-826-7722. I would love to hear your opinion. You know, about the whole downgrading somebody in order for you to feel superior. It's just like another form of bullying and all that. I don't know. That's just the way I view it. That's the way I see it. It bothers me. And I have freedom of speech. It gives me the right to say whatever I want to say about it. I mean, I'm not totally downing her and putting her on the ground. I'm saying that part, that song. I have a problem with that song and that part of the things that she does. But again, that's my opinion and I'm entitled to it. So video of the year, Miley Cyrus won it for Wrecking Ball. And she had someone else go up there and give an incredible speech to remind people about homelessness and how many people go around being hungry. And I think, you know, salute to her, man. Queen salute to Miley Cyrus finally for passing her little nutso stage and, you know, and coming back too. Oof, welcome back, Miley. Maroon 5 performed, of course, and I'm a fan of Adam Levine. And, you know, I love their music. So they did their thing. I seen the Iggy performance, the Black Widow baby. And I can understand a little bit now why Nicki Minaj is a little mad at her or has a little ill will towards feelings towards her. They're looking like the same. I'm just saying, like, people just walking in through these molds in the music industry and start to look the same. Okay. Jennifer Lopez was wearing that white dress. She was definitely doing it up. She did it up for the women, for the Boricuas, for the Bronx. She did it up. She really wore that dress, and she looked spectacular and beautiful, showing how women over 40, all right, could still be mistaken for 20 signs. So be careful. So the artists to watch, they picked Fifth Harmony. I mean, I like those girls, but truth be told, I personally thought Sam Smith should have got it, but just my opinion again. So for Best Rock, they picked Lordi, and I like Lordi's music, you know, but Mama, I think you're a little off, and come back to the light, beautiful. I just don't know, you know, maybe I just don't understand her fully and her creativity. She's great, but again, I just don't know what her whole message to the world is. Usher. Oh, my God. Okay, Usher. I love you, but your moves are the same since like 1996 or before that. You know, enough with the, and then he had Nicki Minaj showing again her backside and him banging into the backside and slapping her butt. Yeah, okay. So I guess this is the year for that. Everybody's doing booty stuff and showing butt. And Nicki Minaj at first wasn't really showing hers like that. And now she's just like letting, you know, letting us know that, you know, her surgery went great. Okay, cool. Best hip hop video went to Drake. Drake, of course, wasn't there to receive the award. So it was received on his behalf by Common. Then Common had gave a speech and spoke about Mike Brown and did a moment of silence for peace. And I thought that was pretty dope. So definitely big shout out to Common for doing that and acknowledging, you know, what's going on in the world. Because we need a lot of prayer, man. We just really need a lot of prayer. Like, and what was Kim Kardashian wearing? Can somebody help me out with that? What was she wearing? And didn't she look like a little on the plumpy side? It's either Good Living or is she going to be preggo again? And we could be, you know, maybe we're going to have, you know, have a Southwest now. Northwest, Southwest, get it? Okay. Little joke for those that find it funny and whoever don't. Okay, that's fine. You know, it's fine, people. It's fine to voice your opinion. So anyway, check out the rest of the stuff that I have to say about that at lushradioonline.com. Check out all the interviews and the photos and everything else that go on. Make sure you go to the website. Make sure you go to my website as well, which is www.emmae2k.com. And leave me at the guest book, leave me some love, man. Let me know that you listen to the show. Let me know the things that maybe you want to hear me talk about. You know, it's a lot of people that hit me up with certain topics that they want me to touch for certain reason. And if you're one of those, then let me know about it and I'll talk about it. I want to give a big, big shout out to a young lady that reached out to me, was having a little issues. And, you know, I've been working with her for the past maybe 2 or 3 months. Things are starting to get better for her. And I'm glad I've been keeping her in prayer. Her name is not important, but, you know, her story is unlike a lot of other women that we may know, or maybe you, I'm talking about you, where you feel everything is just, you know, going wrong for you and you feel alone and no one there and you feel unattractive. I just want to let you know that you're beautiful because the beauty comes within. A lot of people do a lot of superficial stuff on the outside and have horrible spirits and have horrible souls and have a very dark heart. So the beauty comes within, you know, and that beauty resonates on the outside when people get a chance to meet you and to know you. So don't be afraid, you know, to make a friend and let people know you. This next song goes out to all my beautiful queens, all the beautiful flowers that are out there. You're beautiful. You're beautiful, and beauty is within. Don't let nobody fool you and tell you, oh, you're beautiful because your hair is straight or you got blue eyes or whatever have you. You're beautiful because your heart is beautiful, you know. So carry that today. If you can't see past today, at least carry that today. And remember this song. And when you hear this song, remember me dedicating it to you. Salute. Queen up.
This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something she thought she couldn't make it through, yeah. I sing these words because I was that girl too, wanting something better than this, but who do I turn to? Now we're moving from the darkness into the light, yeah. This is the defining moment of our lives. 'Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire, you will heal the world with your mind, and there is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient. This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something that she thought she couldn't make it through. Girl, you can make it through. I sing these words because I know you're the one who knows there's something better than this, and you're gonna define it, yeah. Now we're moving from the darkness into the light. This is the defining moment of our lives. Oh, 'cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire, you will heal the world with your mind. There is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient, yeah, you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient, yeah, you. Oh, yeah, you. Hey, yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you.
Let's wake up, people, man. Let's wake up. We need to open up our eyes and see what's going on in the world. We need a lot of prayer. Motivational Mondays with your host, Emma E2K, asking you to pray today, man. Get on the knees.
Feel feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Well, that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser. I didn't know I was lost. Oh, 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 oh. Tried carrying the weight of the world, but I only have two hands. I hope I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. I wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. But life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm
sunshine, nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart. easy, bud.
Today's a new day. So tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up.
Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower down.
And I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still,
I smile.
Come on.
Even though I'm hurt, see, I smile.
Y'all feel that?
I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
still,
I smile.
Hallelujah. Whatever you're in right now.
Smile for me.
Smile.
Can you just smile for me?
And my people say,
oh, 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 oh. Feel so much better when you're home.
Look in the mirror. Always remember.
Come on.
I almost gave up. But that Holy Ghost power, y'all, came down from heaven. Hardship, difficulty. That feels good.
I know God is working, so I smile.
All things are working.
Even though I've been here for a while,
still,
I smile. Smile.
Hallelujah.
You know how to look up when you look down.
I know it's hard right now.
Show sure would hate to see you give up now.
Because you're a winner.
You look so much better when you smile.
You look better.
Don't smile. Oh, oh, oh.
Jealous.
You look so much better when you smile.
You gotta have something, have sin. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. Smile.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Tell all the boys no, makes you feel good, yeah. I know you're out of my league, but that won't scare me away, oh no. You've carried on so long, you couldn't stop if you tried it. Built your wall so high that no one could climb it. But I'm gonna try. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful? Would you let me see beneath your perfect? Take it off now, girl. Take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside. Would you let see beneath your beautiful night. You let all the girls go,
see beneath your perfect. Take it off now, girl, take it off now, girl, 'cause I wanna see inside what you let me see beneath your beautiful tonight. Oh, 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 beneath your beautiful.
Oh, tonight
we ain't perfect, we ain't perfect.
Motivational Mondays with your host, Emma E2K, having a little technical difficulty this morning, but the devil is a liar. So, you know, I'm focused. I'm going to stay doing what I do in these boards, and they're really messing with me today. But, I have a mission. You know, the devil has a mission, but I have a mission too. It's Motivational Mondays, and I'm here to motivate, whether it be through music or anything that you will hear on this show today. It's going to go down. Let me give you an insert of one of my daily teachings of The Secret. When a big change occurs in your life, it forces you to change direction. Sometimes the new path may not be easy, but you can be absolutely certain that there is magnificence for you on the new path. You can be absolutely certain that the new path contains things that you could not have experienced otherwise. When we look back at the negative event that occurred in the past, we often see how, in fact, it transformed our life. We see how that event directed us toward a life that we would not change for anything. And that's pretty deep, like all the laws of attractions are, Sometimes we're so, this happened to me and I'm so sad about it, but it's all the things that come out of that, where we got to paying attention and really looking at. Motivation Mondays, man. Don't forget to follow us on all the social networks, man. And the devil's a liar. Stay focused. Stay focused.
Like being independent, not so much as an investment. No one to tell me what to do. I like being by myself, don't gotta entertain anybody else. No one to answer to. But sometimes I just want somebody to hold, someone to give me the jacket when it's cold. Got that young love. To shut people out, I like my space, yeah, yeah. But I'd love to have a soulmate, and God will give them to me someday. Ooh. jacket but it's cold. Got that young love even when we're old. Yeah, sometimes I want someone to grab my hand, pick me up, pull me close, be my man. I will love you till the end. So if you're out there,
where's all
okay,
my soul,
okay.
Sisters? Let me hear your flow, sisters.
Hey, sister, go, sister, soul, sister, flow.
Oh.
to Lush on that one. There go your theme song, girl. I played that right for you. So Queen, salute to you on that one. Now check this out. You know, when I started the show today, this Motivational Mondays, right? I started talking about the VMAs. And I also let you know about my cousin and what he was saying about Beyonce and all that, right? So we're going back and forth on the Facebook. Guess what? He wants to call in and talk about it. And I'm going to give him the little 5 minutes to talk about his Big B. And, you know, we agreeing to disagree. Because just because he agrees on something doesn't mean I do. Cuzzo, you're on the air.
What up, what up, what up? Finally, I get
good
up morning. On the radio. What up, Mama? How are you?
I'm fabulous. I'm fabulous every day, but especially on Mondays, I'm super motivated. So let's talk about what we've been going back and forth on Facebook.
All right. Yeah. All right. So you had an issue. I just want to make sure I'm right. You had an issue with the fact that they played Bow Down.
Yes, right? I have an issue with that song. Yes. That's my issue.
You have an issue? Mm-hmm. All right, that's your issue. Is it just with the song or the fact that they played it at the VMA?
Both.
All right.
So because that song supposedly, she just did it, and supposedly it got leaked, and that was never supposed to go on an album or whatever. In other words, she did that to air out in the studio or whatever. That wasn't supposedly, she said, it wasn't supposed to come out. All of a sudden, you're doing it at the VMAs, and they're allowing that shit? I mean.
But that's not a new song.
That's not new.
It's part of a new album. It's not part of a new album, but it ended up being a hit. It ended up being a crazy hit. Why wouldn't you? You know how often I leak stuff on the internet about my family and stuff like that? I put shit out all the time, even if it's vague. But it's a hit, and I'm pretty sure even behind the scenes it was supposed to come out, but it came out. They loved it, and it was beautiful. But the whole point of the conversation was about it being a positive message. Sure. Just don't disrespect Bay. That's all. Stay in your lane. It's about her airing out frustration against those who was hating against her or talking about her. She just, subtle reminder, I am the queen bee. Now,
but when you're the queen bee, you don't have to remind people. But when you're the queen bee, you don't have to resort to that. I'm saying, I think she stepped down from her throne, which I was okay seeing her there. I envisioned her there. She was cool. She paid the way. She did everything she needed to do. She got there cool. My whole thing is stay there and play your position. You know, don't do all this other stuff. You're a rapper. You're not a rapper. Don't do rapper stuff. That's what I'm saying.
She's an artist. And it doesn't matter. She doesn't need to stay in that lane. And that's the difference, is because she is a queen bee, she can step out of line and do that. When Mary J. Blige went out and did the Touch It, the remix for Busta Rhymes, ain't nobody complained about her rhyming. She did a whole verse of rhyme.
You know why? Because it was more. She was the RM. She's the queen of hip hop, and you know what I mean. She's still connected to hip hop. Beyonce never came out as a rapper or as a hip hop artist or whatever. She just married into it. You know what I mean?
She's been associated with hip hop and rap for years before she got married, before she got connected with Jay. For years.
She wasn't rapping. She was singing with rappers.
Oh.
And not doing all that other crazy.
It ain't nothing but words put together in a particular pattern. You can rap and write.
I understand.
A song.
I'm a writer. I do those things too. Yeah. But what I'm saying is I think she's just, you know, I saw her. I envision her in a good place, like, you know, where women would, I was playing her music and talking about her, but that particular song I'm not going to play because I don't glorify that word bitch to begin with, you know, and if you're in a certain, you know, lead by example. If you're in a certain place, then just lead by doing what you do best. And nobody can say nothing. Nobody can ever stand in her shoes. You don't got to go through all that. That's what I'm trying to say. She don't have to do that. She's in a level so high that she don't need to do that. And I don't. It just hurts me that she thinks she has to do that. She didn't have to do that. She didn't have to go there.
Have to. You're right. You ain't got to. She didn't have to do it. But
right.
The fact that she did, does it make her wrong? No. She's an artist. She put something out.
I was never told a fan, but I was a supporter. But with that song, it just kind of gave me to look at her again, like, okay, you know, am I following the right person? Am I letting my daughter listen to her music appropriately? Like, it made me just question her when I wasn't doing that before on her when it came to Beyonce. That's all. I'm just saying, you know.
Even if you looked at an artist's repertoire and their catalog, there are things within them that not everybody is going to agree with. Not everybody's going to like, you know. All these rappers dropping N-words in every track. You'd be bumping to the music because you're listening to the bass, but the words don't apply to yourself, to your social, you know, aspect and economics, or even to your own belief
system.
You know, yeah, you know. So even still, whereas you might not like the use of the B word, that track is still banging. I don't drop that B word, you know. I only use it in jest with the people that are comfortable with me in that manner. I'm never step out of line, even with, you know, my own arguing or whatever have you. You know, never step out of line. I never call anybody out of my name again. Only time I ever use it is in a joke and jest or with comfortable friends, family, in the right environment. I mean, I get it. You personally don't like the use of the fact that she used the B word. If she used a different word,
You know why? Because there's so many young women and young girls that follow her and really, really idolize her. And so her doing that is kind of like a thumbs up. Okay, it's okay for you to go around and be like, you know, bow down bitch to another female, another woman. You see what I'm saying? So I don't.
So if she used a different word, it'd be a different story? If she used a different word?
Yes, I think so.
You broad? If she used broad or chicks or...
Chicks? Why is that a bitch? Like, we fight, us as women fight so much against not being called that, you know, because men use it so much in their songs, and here's supposed to be this one woman fighting for, you know, for us as women, like, we run the world and all this, and here you go, talk about bow down bitch to another female. Like, it's kind of oxymoronish. I mean, you know?
I get you. It could have been specifically targeted, and that's most likely what it was. I think around that time it was the Rihanna issue.
You hear the young girls in the street, and they will sing what she's singing. And if she's saying bow down bitches, I just want to see if she's going to let, you know, Blue Ivy say that. Will she let Blue Ivy be like bow down bitches when Blue Ivy feels that nobody can top her?
I feel you. Is she leading an example for her?
She's a mother now. No, Beyonce is a mother now, so it's like, come on now.
Oh, that song
came
out. Go ahead. What were you saying?
You know what I'm saying? Other daughters are listening to you. You're a mother of a princess. And so this is what you're putting her comfortable with. And you know what? It's her preference if she wants to do that. Cool. But, you know, you still have an obligation, I think, a little responsibility towards all the millions of young, naive girls that are listening and thinking that's cute. Now I'm going to wear a chain that says bitch on my neck because Beyonce says bow down, bitch. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. You just, again, you're speaking on your plight, not your plight, I'm sorry, not your plight, but you're speaking as just you as a mom and representing, and that she has this image that's projected around the world, and you're saying that this one particular song and the use of the one word, and it really ends up boiling down to just the use of the word, you feel really doesn't do justice to the female community and, you know.
Yes, you do all this work. You do all this work for the women to empower them. For God's sake, you're hanging out with Michelle Obama, and then the next thing you do is throw out that bow down bitches. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, you're hanging with Oprah. Like, you know, now you're with these women from around the world that can actually, you know, say something, and you have millions of people follow what you say. So you got to be careful what you're really throwing out there lyrically. And your choice of words is to say bow down bitches. I just don't get that. It's just me. I don't know. I just don't get it. And I don't support that. I'm not saying Beyonce in her whole career. I'm just saying that particular, I give her thumbs down on that.
Okay. No, I mean, I get it, and I absolutely respect it.
You get it? You have a daughter. I mean, you have a daughter, so you got to understand as a parent.
Well, we talk about me as a parent, I'm totally, totally different as far as that. We talk about me as a parent role, and me as a listener role is totally different.
Yeah, but even with as much as being different, if you hear your daughter, your daughter as a minor, just out there really shaking up to bow down bitches and calling another girl bitch because Beyonce, reflects that song as whatever. You don't have a problem with that?
Oh, well, that's my responsibility to correct that, and I tell you, I have.
Okay.
With certain songs, especially listening on the radio, I got three kids, so I got to be careful with whatever they listen to. As a matter of fact, there was a song, I think it was Trey Songz or something like that. All of a sudden, I'm starting listening, and then I hear in the background, pull your panties to the side. Hey, we got to change the station, homie. You don't know what that is. You got to be careful. But that's my censorship. That's where I got to control my own domain. So even just as you said, for her to put out that track, that's her, that's the radio, that's everybody else. It's my responsibility to either provide the censorship or provide the education behind it. I can't criticize her. That's you. It's her image. It's whatever she wants to project. That's her. I got the same thing with me and my kids. I put out all these videos of me and the family. We do fun stuff. That's what we do, At home, it could be slightly different because – again, lay down different laws, but we project different images, and that's the thing.
Right.
She can project this image, but it's up to us as parents, you as a parent, me as a parent, community as a parent, to edit that because there's so many things out there that we can't edit for them. In our family alone, how many vulgar people do we got in our family besides ourselves? You step back and leave and be like, listen, don't act like grandma. Don't act like grandpa. Like, your uncle is crazy. Just you don't talk like that. It's just the way it is. We just take that extra step because they're in the public eye, because they have the universal reach. We just have to continue to edit our own family lives. Change the station.
I agree.
I agree.
And you can either listen to it or not,
Yeah.
It is definitely, but it's just sad that more people are listening than not. And that's when this whole craziness goes about. You see all these crazy videos, these young little girls shaking stuff they ain't supposed to. It's just, this world is just madness, man. I guess just got to control your own.
Yeah, because my anaconda don't want none unless you got bun time. I'm with you. I understand your plight.
Oh, my God. Could you see her butt?
Are you kidding me? I put it on slow motion. It was amazing. It was horrible. It was really, really. It was a horrible.
Yeah, all that money she paid for it better be some, it better be paid off. Jesus Christ. Anyway,
exactly.
So it's Motivational Mondays, and we're here to motivate. And we're going to keep it.
You girls don't need to buy plastic surgery or lift the butt. It's all good. Just keep, see how you are. You're beautiful the way you are. Stay focused.
There you go. And that being said, where can we find or where can people go to see your daddy videos that are amazing? And I ask everyone to please make sure you go and see these videos. This is my cousin, my real family cousin. And he's always filming stuff with his kids, and it's hilarious. It's just hilarious. And his episodes, and he's forever all around the world. So for you to catch up to him, it's like crazy. Give everybody your information so they can follow you.
All right, so on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you can follow us at Daddy Sitting. It's all one word, Daddy Sitting. YouTube.com/Daddy Sitting. Instagram, Daddy Sitting. Twitter, Daddy Sitting. If you want to follow me individually, you can follow me on Instagram at Sid_the_great. That is Sid the Great. Great. You can find me anywhere, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm all over it. Follow the fam. You'll have a great time. Peace and love to everybody out there. Stay motivated. That's how we do.
Thank you, baby. And now that we're going up to, I finally gave my cousin the chance so we can go back and forth, but it's all in, I mean, you know, it's just all in enlightening, all in knowledge. And it's true at the end of the day, it is your personal responsibility to either entertain what's going on out there or not. You know, you can only control your family and whatever's close to, you know, whoever's close to you, your family unit, and hope that you do such a great job that, you know, it resonates with them whenever they need to use that proper, you know, that proper time to make that right decision. I mean, that's all we can do. At the end of the day, everybody makes their choices, whether it be, you know, the regular folks or, you know, even Beyonce. So shout out to Big B and Jay-Z, and I guess they're not getting a divorce, or so they showed in the VMAs with their kiss, and they still didn't comb Blue Ivy's hair, but at least they put a pin on it. Have a great day, everybody. Motivational Mondays. Your sexy host, ME2K. Peace and blessings.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Of faith. And when someone else